The youth-led Sunrise Movement ticked off what it calls the big climate victories in the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a total of $369 billion for climate and energy projects. That includes $60 billion for environmental justice programs, $27 billion for renewable energy, $20 billion for investment in sustainable agriculture. There are tax incentives for solar, heat pumps, and electric vehicles. The measure calls for a 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030 and a methane fee beginning in 2025. But the Sunrise Movement also says corporations and corrupt politicians dramatically watered down the original climate provisions in the Build Back Better legislation. The group says the process clearly and painfully shows how rigged the political system is. Cassie Siegel at the Center for Biological Diversity has been analyzing the 750-page legislation. It was released last night. She says the measure provides important funding for desperately needed renewable energy programs. But Siegel says there's a huge poison pill put in the legislation by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and the fossil fuel industry.
The bill is a cruel trade. In order to get renewable energy funding, the bill actually mandates more climate warming oil and gas projects. And it does that in a couple of ways. One is that it would make the construction of renewable energy projects on federal lands contingent on more oil and gas drilling. And so the provisions in the bill would require the Interior Department to offer at least 2 million acres of public lands and 60 million acres of offshore waters for oil and gas leasing every year for a decade as a prerequisite to installing any new solar or wind energy project on public lands.
Siegel said the bill also mandates specific oil and gas sales, including an 80 million acre sale in the Gulf of Mexico that a court overturned earlier this year for violating environmental laws. Siegel said it's also rumored there's a secret agreement for a go-ahead for the Mountain Valley Gas Pipeline project in Appalachia, which Manchin has been advocating. Siegel calls the bill unacceptable in its current form. Leading climatologist Professor Michael Mann says support for new fossil fuel infrastructure is incompatible with climate goals. He says more aggressive climate policy is necessary, but calls the legislation the best that advocates could hope for from the current Congress. Siegel at the Center for Biological Diversity says President Biden should still exercise his presidential powers to declare a climate emergency, as members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and climate justice groups have been urging.
Starting with declaring a climate emergency, he has tremendous powers, and using them for climate should never have been a fallback plan. Biden needs to move forward in addition to, not instead of, anything that Congress may do. And he needs to negotiate with Manchin from a position of strength. It was only after Biden declared his intention to take strong action under already existing laws that Manchin came back to the table.
Climate leader Bill McKibben, the founder of the group 350.org, calls the bill a win in a statement before all the details were released. McKibben says that Joe Manchin caved and surprisingly agreed to a deal 2 weeks after he walked away from negotiations, citing inflation fears. He said Manchin's reversal came about because of the blowback he received. McKibben credits the Sunrise Movement and calls the legislation a win engineered by everyone who ever wrote a letter to the editor, carried a sign at a march, went to jail blocking a pipeline, and made their book club read a climate book. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.